Hi, and welcome back to What's Poppin', where we will be discussing relevant and recent pop culture news. I'm your host, Sam.
I'm Audrey.
And I'm Jane.
We are your hosts, and we have listed some great topics lined up to discuss. With us here today are special guests, Brianna and Nadia. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
So, I don't know. What do
okay. We wanted to start with talking about, like, the Oscars that happened over the weekend. Anyone watch it?
I watched clips on TikTok.
Yeah, I've seen
see I'm Just Ken?
Anyone see that?
The performance of I'm Just Ken.
Yeah, I'm Just Ken.
Okay, stop. Yeah. Basically, some of the big winners, there was Cillian Murphy. I actually thought it was Cillian, but I just learned it's pronounced Cillian.
I don't know who that is.
He was in Oppenheimer. He won Best Actor. Best Actress was Emma Stone
for that speech.
When I saw that Emma Stone won, she was like, you're bigger than the whole sky. Yeah, about her daughter.
Yeah. That was so cute. And she, her like dress broke and she was like crying. That was so adorable.
Literally, I did not expect her to win, but I was just.
I didn't watch that movie. But
yeah, it looks really bad. I mean, it looks like sci-fi, like meta.
She definitely did good, so it's fine.
Yeah.
And then also, What Was I Made For? Won Best Original Song. Which I think is well deserving.
Yeah,
honestly.
I love that song.
The song is like such a song to cry to. I feel like I cried
that
song.
Billie Eilish like is so talented, along with Phineas.
Okay, who sings the song?
Billie Eilish and Phineas.
Let's keep it that way.
What else? Well, Oppenheimer won a lot, and Poor Things won a lot. Yeah. And so yeah, but going back to Emma Stone, do you guys have like a favorite Emma Stone movie?
I think mine is La La Land. I love La La Land.
Amazing Spider-Man.
The Queen's
Gambit.
That is
not
Emma Stone.
That's Anya.
La La Land is my favorite.
Emma Stone is like,
I hated the Queen's Gambit.
You hated the Queen's Gambit?
That was so bad. I did not like it.
That was such a good one.
We watched that in like 7th grade together.
That was good.
What is Emma Stone in? Crazy Stupid Love. I don't really. I'm kind of blanking.
Okay, I don't care. I love the Spider-Man movie she was in.
Oh my gosh!
What one is that?
Andrew Garfield. I know Andrew Garfield.
Oh my god! I know that. Yes. Spider-Man. Sorry, Sam. You can take over. You like to talk about Andrew Garfield?
I do like to talk about Andrew Garfield. I don't have.
She may or may not have a cardboard cutout of Andrew Garfield.
I used to. I got rid of it, actually.
I remember It's Soccer, our obsession with.
Oh yeah, we went and watched it. That and Maze Runner.
You've never seen Spider-Man?
I've never watched Spider-Man.
Oh my god.
None of them?
No.
When Tom Holland's in jail, we're both like, okay, like we won't be able to be together because like you're forgetting who I am. Like,
oh my god.
I cried. I was like, no way you won't. And then she walks into the cafe and she's like, wait, so who are you? You know that one?
And then when Andrew Garfield catches MJ.
Oh my god.
Made me cry.
I can't believe you've never seen a Spider-Man movie. You're a weirdo.
I've seen like the Marvel one where like Tom Holland, he like is like, no, I don't want to go, and he, like, starts disappearing.
Oh, that's so sad.
Which one is that? No, it's not.
That's Infinity War.
I know a lot about Marvel, actually, guys.
Okay. I'm not really a Marvel person. I feel like there are Marvel people.
I'm a Marvel person.
Okay.
I am Marvel.
What? Speaking of Marvel, there's, like, a new one. With Sydney Sweeney, Adam Webb.
It looks so, so bad.
Apparently it was a massive flop, and Dakota Johnson's like, okay, I'm never doing something like that ever again.
Yeah, I've heard the script was, like, awful.
And Sydney Sweeney, her new movie, what was it called?
Anyone But You.
That was so good.
She's got such good charisma.
Like, I want to be her. Like,
I know.
Her eyes, like, the way she looks, she has such, like...
Well, she's kind of annoying. She, like, wouldn't go for, like, the guy.
Seductive eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got good character and mannerisms.
Yeah. I think.
I agree. Yeah. I feel like
are you rooting for Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney, or are you just okay, like,
him and his fiance broke up?
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
But
she didn't break up with him. Actually, there was like an SNL skit when she was hosting the other like last week, and she was like, people like were speculating that we were like dating, but like that's not true. And my fiance's here, and it was like cut to Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
So I guess she does have a fiance, but I don't even, he's probably just a random person. But anyways, the Oscars, yeah, I watched a little bit of it, and I was just happy Emma Stone won.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah, so with the Oscars, and then also Ryan Gosling's performance, I'm giving that a 10 out of 10.
I wish I saw that.
Because
I didn't see that.
He went up to Emma Stone in the audience, and he like put the mic, like, it's just, yeah, every time I see Ryan Gosling
sing.
And Emma
was
Stone
so La La Land.
Interact, it
I
just
love Ryan
makes
Gosling.
My heart full.
Me too.
Is it, he was in The Notebook, right?
Oh my god.
I I've never seen it.
That's my favorite Ryan Gosling movie.
Is that a joke?
No,
yeah, that's a funny. Yeah, that's a funny one.
I've been trying to get them to.
You know what? She has been.
What's her name? Emma Stone. She's a. Yeah, she's a kid.
Yeah, I know. Like,
what?
I did not know that.
People were saying it was so La La Land when she was watching him sing, because she was sitting next to her husband
and she was
and she had a kid.
She was an actress
and she was the actress and he was the singer. You know. Yeah. You know what I'm getting at?
Cried. I watched him with my grandma all the time. That's kind of sad.
So good. Yeah, but the Oscars were good. But do you guys have like a favorite award show? I like the Grammys.
Me too.
Wait.
Just in general.
Grammys or music?
Grammys or music.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like the Grammys better this year too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, they were good.
You know, like, this is so random, but when SZA was accepting her award, like, Taylor Swift was, like, waving at her.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hi, Taylor. And it was so
cute.
They were so cute.
And then Taylor was like, I got a shout out or something
Okay, I feel like everyone just puts, like, all these cool people, like, against each other. They're like, oh, like, you either have to like Taylor Swift or, like, Kanye West or, like, or SZA. Just shut up. Maybe just like music.
Yeah, why can't you like all of it? So
you got to separate the art from the artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. I like that
one.
Okay,
it's a quote.
Kanye West, Northwest is announcing her new album. It's called Elementary School Dropout.
I don't even, like, want to hear it.
Have you ever heard? Sam actually listens to it a lot. It's Northwest's song.
Wait, how does it go? Kanye's song.
What?
Yeah, she's featured on
it's
it.
It's your bestie, Miss Westie.
Don't try and test me. It's going to get messy.
So, basically, she is announcing an album. And, like, what do you guys think about that?
It's weird.
I think it's really weird.
She's such a Nepo baby.
She's
like,
such,
I know.
She's
like, it's wild.
Have you seen her mom, like, Kim? Not her mom. Like,
her mom.
Her, Kim, like, showing everyone her, like, artwork that's, like, literally, like, scribbles.
I know.
And she's like, oh my god. Okay, wait. I can't hate, but like, yeah.
Northy baby.
No, wait, no, it's Stormy baby.
That's Kylie.
Kylie and Stormy are cute.
I love Kylie.
I like them.
She's a good mom.
Yeah.
She's a good mom.
I think I sent Jane a video, like, it was like an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians where, like, they're like, oh, Kylie is acting like way happier today. And people think it's because of Timothy.
Oh my gosh. I think they're overhated. I think they're
cute.
I agree. I think they're cute.
Speaking of like the Kardashian couples, also Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker are back together.
They are?
Yay!
Okay, Kendall needs to settle down and get married.
She clearly has, no offense, but she clearly has a type. Bad Bunny and Devin Booker.
Yeah.
Like,
seriously. They look really like
clearly she has a type, but yay, I'm happy.
Yeah, they're cute. Together.
Kendall Jenner kind of makes me mad.
Honestly.
Why? No, she tries to act the most real, but she's, like, the most fake.
No,
sometimes.
I used to love her, but, like, I don't know. I think, like, I'm a supermodel, and I am the highest paid model in the world, but I could never do 30 shows in, like, a season. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. She's just four shows
she's
last year.
She's with no husband or kids.
Yeah.
She's, like, older than Kylie, and she has,
Oh, my God, I did not think about that.
Yeah, seriously.
Which one was the one who was dating Tristan?
Travis Scott?
Chloe.
Oh, Travis Scott,
Chloe
yeah.
also... is not.
I kind of like Chloe.
She's funny.
Her daughter's really pretty. What's her name? Dream?
Dream.
Oh, they all have the weirdest names.
Oh my god. Stormy?
Kylie named her son Wolf and then she changed it. What'd she change it to?
I don't know what she changed it to.
Air.
Is it Air?
Air Scott.
I'd rather be
Air Scott. Wait, hold on.
Travis Scott. I like that.
I don't like that.
Air Scott.
Well, I don't think she would. I think it's like Air Jenner. It wouldn't be like Scott because she didn't marry him.
Air Jenner's still a cool name.
If you have a kid, it usually goes to the husband's last name.
No. Yeah.
What do you guys think about?
I think it depends who has custody.
What do you think about Travis Barker and Courtney?
Travis is—they're sweet. They're definitely like made for each other.
They're a little too
like,
much PDA sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're made for each other, but they also need to just like—I think they're just too—they're too in love with like showing
pregnant?
Off.
Like
who?
I know. 48.
And she announced it at the show. She like held up a sign that I'm pregnant.
That was wild.
And to add another thing to the family dynamic, Charli D'Amelio was dating Landon Barker.
They broke up.
But they broke up. Yeah. But, like,
that was
just
weird.
So much.
She tries too hard to be, like, emo and, like, in the trend.
Yeah.
She needs to be herself. Really like, her she needs to be, like, basic. Like, herself.
I feel like Dixie's being more of herself.
Yeah.
I don't like her family. You need to stop.
Their
family's also
keeping up with the D'Amelios.
Oh, yeah.
No so one cares. It's not the same.
Yeah.
Like,
but
it's just not.
I was going to actually say, so do you guys know about, like, the TikTok, like, being banned thing?
Oh, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the House just passed the bill. To, like, it's not to ban TikTok. No, the House.
Yeah, but, like, goes to the Senate.
Yeah, it goes to the Senate. But it's not to, like, ban it. I think they're just trying, they're worried about data and, like, privacy shares and stuff.
This happens every year.
It does happen every year.
They were going to ban it last year, and then everyone's like, oh, we're going to pay, and, like,
okay. Yeah, exactly.
No, low-key, like, unpopular opinion, I feel like they should, because
I think they say that to make people more drawn to it.
Yeah.
What if it's like a reverse psychology type of thing? It's like, no.
But doesn't it have
like a pyramid scheme?
Yeah, and then they start like sending videos, making videos, and getting more like using
it
more.
Didn't like the Universal Music Group like get all the music off? So now like what is on it?
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing on it.
They removed all my drafts from like.
Yeah.
Oh, they removed all my like good drafts.
I know. Same.
That's really annoying. I'm glad they didn't remove the videos though, because I have some good videos that I could say like from like 2000.
Oh yeah.
Really like 17, I have stuff from. And
wow.
If it got removed, I'd be so mad.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I feel like I don't know. I don't want to sound like a grandma, but, like, sometimes social media, like, I don't know.
I second that. Yeah, the whole, like, Snapchat talking stage thing is, like...
So I need... Get away from me!
Oh, my gosh. I hate Sam.
Well, you hear that one video? No. You hear that one video of the girl who, like, a guy... She was home alone, and then this guy texted her and was like, I'm here, like, open up. And
oh
then,
my God.
And then she was like home alone, and then apparently it was like he broke in and he like started shooting, like he was like gonna shoot her. It was a real story, it was a true story, and he like hacked her account and found out where she lived. He's like, you live here, here's your address, and he's like, I'm here, open up. And then he came and she like hid in her attic, and then right as like the guy was about to open the attic, the police like came, and so
then
he
went away.
But she was about to get shot, like he literally put a gunshot and it was right next to, like, apparently, yeah, and she had like a video of it, and stuff like
what
that. And it was really bad because the guy hacked. The guy hacked into her account or something.
That's
really
so bad. Scary.
So maybe these are reasons why TikTok should be banned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snapchat is definitely so stupid.
Yeah. I hate Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
I hate talking to people on Snapchat. It sucks.
Yeah, me too. Shout out to Jane and Audrey for making varsity tennis freshman year.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, guys, clap.
Hey. Do we got two JV Kellas right here for lacrosse?
Wait, aren't you on varsity?
Don't do that. I'm a swinger on varsity.
That's one varsity and one JV Kella.
Okay.
Yo, JV Kella. First year Kella. Guys, first year should be JV instead of JVC.
Guys, it's my first year. Stop. It's fine.
There's no JVC.
Anyway. There is no JVC. And
I should have done it. She's a starter midfield, so like, try her.
No, come back to soccer. No, I think all your MIFC talents are going to
seriously, bring it back.
Transfer over.
Okay, wait, how about, no.
Cool.
How about,
no.
That doesn't really work. Anyone listen to Ariana Grande's new album?
Nope.
Sam really likes the song.
I like the one that's like, can we, wait,
be friends?
Can't be friends.
I like that one. Wait, guys, stop.
I never even listen to, like, Yes And. Like, that's, yes. I just don't listen to anymore.
Say that.
Oh.
I
don't have that. Brianna, give me your phone.
We actually have an aux.
Yeah, we do actually have an aux. Oh.
Yeah.
Here, I got you.
I don't care.
We're
going to
play a little sample of Ariana Grande's new album.
You.
Okay.
Can I have a song?
Wait, friend.
No.
Okay.
It can't have any bad words in it.
It doesn't have any bad words.
This is my favorite one on the album.
Oh, this is cool.
I kind of like this one.
I didn't think you'd understand me.
This song's a bomb. Like, I actually...
How could you ever even try?
It's really good. Wait, can I play a song by Ariana Grande? It's really good.
Yeah, hold on.
Guys, you know she likes to cry.
I think her, like, 2010s era.
This song's really good.
But I don't want to feed this monstrous fire. Just want to let this story die. And
now we
are right. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just...
I love that song.
This is a good one.
What is this one?
Moonlight.
Oh, I love this song.
Me and Nani's song is, what's it called?
Are we going to get copyrighted?
No. I played Never Be Like You last
time. Oh, true.
What do we sing with The Weeknd?
Mac Miller.
The sun is setting.
That one's so good.
You're right here by my side. And the movie is playing, but we won't be.
Wow. Sorry,
What do you guys think about, like, the Dalton Gomez, Ariana times, like, Ethan Slater, too? Like, okay. That whole thing. Wait, like, really literally SpongeBob. She's SpongeBob himself. Ethan
She's
Slater.
Such a bob.
I'm Ariana. Sorry. Her 2010. Bob, really no, we're talking Wait, about we're talking about the no. three like the two guys. Her Dalton Gomez and yeah. Ethan Slater. She divorced Dalton
Yeah, yeah, that's
Gomez
what I'm saying. She's a bob.
For SpongeBob.
She a bob.
Like
so, I think
just,
that
this is stupid that she fully just like ruined an entire family
marriage.
And her. Like
and she yeah. met the kid.
I think that her
kid knew the mom.
She knew SpongeBob as
Wait, what? Why are you talking about SpongeBob?
Because that's Ethan Slater. He plays SpongeBob.
That's so embarrassing.
The musical. Like, in the musical, he is
that's
SpongeBob.
So
Ethan Slater is also
Stop.
Ugly.
Yeah. yeah.
Don't be mean.
No, like, he is.
No, it's, like, why?
Dalton Gomez
Dalton,
was kind of cute.
He was
you know?
So cute.
Like,
okay,
was
she,
really
cute.
She's ruined so many relationships and, like,
break up with your boyfriend.
Yeah,
like,
break
that,
up with your boyfriend.
Like
that boy.
Yeah. Like,
thank you, next. Like, girl.
And now
during
she's,
the 2010s
and then
were so
she's
good.
Always obsessed with Mac Miller. Like, he died. Like, you know?
Oh, my God.
That's a hot take.
No, but remember when
okay.
she was, like,
okay.
I don't know, just obsessed.
I think
like,
that, like, when she was engaged to Pete Davidson and she was so, like, that was kind of sad. But, like, I get it. Like, her love of her life died.
I forgot
but, like,
about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Was he actually the love of her life?
Okay.
Like, honestly, it was, the wedding was cute. They had, like, a little, like,
It was in Santa Barbara,
no,
like at their
Dalton.
House.
Yeah,
oh,
Dalton.
Dalton. It was like a cute wedding.
She
like,
Mac dress. Miller was so cute. Her and
yeah,
him, they were made for each other.
You know, my uncle met Ariana Grande and Mac Miller, but
what?
He didn't know.
Way.
He like, cause he's a photographer, and he goes up to this person's house, and they're like having this party, and they're like, what did he say? He was like, he knew that he was going there for Mac, but he wasn't there, and this girl opened the door, and she's like. Oh, like, how are you? And they were talking.
Oh,
and then, like,
hi,
she, then she's like, Max Max will be here, like, Mac will be here later. And then he, like, found out that was Ariana Grande later.
Oh,
he's
whoa.
Really cool.
Your uncle
he's
sounds
so
like he's really
slow,
cool.
But no offense, I love you, Alex. But yeah.
Wait, who's Alex?
Uncle Alex.
Oh, Uncle Alex.
Yeah. Uncle Alex.
Nice.
He lives
okay.
in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Oh, we're going
Shout
to Pennsylvania
out.
This summer.
Stop.
Really?
We have family there. Our
yeah.
Summer.
So hyped. So hyped.
Yeah.
Except it's in the middle of
It's really boring.
In the middle of nowhere.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
middle of nowhere.
So, guys,
mountains.
Have you been to Kennywood?
Yeah, we're about to do yeah. song. Everyone,
song
drum roll. Drum roll, please. We have a very new segment that came out last week. It's called Songs of the Week. So.
You pick five songs.
Brianna and Nadia go first. Pick your top five songs
oh,
of the week.
Minute.
If you need a minute, Sam can go first.
You pick your top five songs a week. Just, you can
or
have a little reason behind
three.
Them. And.
You guys probably need a minute.
Okay, yeah,
so Sam, Audra, and I are going to start.
All right. I got my first one. Can you plug it in?
Oh,
it
yeah.
In.
Oh, yeah, you can play it, too.
If you really, you can pick one to play.
Sure.
Yeah, we could just do top song, like just top song.
If it...
It's clean.
Okay.
You.
It's my favorite song.
Okay. It's getting better.
Okay.
It's on my way.
Sweet. Wait for me drop.
Okay,
it's very
less to say.
It's
a case that
skinny, fat racks, stand the f*** up out the way. White lines inside my blood.
Okay.
Hold on, wait, hold on.
That burning like
you
some say, no, I ain't doing it.
Next up, next up.
Song of the
so,
week.
You're just tell
my song of the week, it was Nobody Gets
you
Me by SZA.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Nobody gets me like you.
Okay. I love the song Open Arms.
Open Arms was on my list,
it.
Too.
And Blind, I
so,
love Blind.
So, Sam, do you
yeah.
have, do you want to say your top five, or do you just want to say one song that you,
oh, we're saying top five,
really
sorry.
Yeah.
I got
well,
my top five. Okay, so we played it already, but my,
like
one of mine was We Can't Be Friends
oh, yeah,
by Ariana
yeah,
Grande.
Yeah,
because it's new.
Wait, what
is it?
We Can't Be Friends by Ariana Grande.
Okay.
And then my second was Murder, She Wrote by Chaka, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were saying TK.
No.
Oh, okay.
And then Rich
like
Baby Daddy by
Jake. You're okay, put that in here. Wait, guys.
Forever by Noah Kahan and About You by the 1975.
Okay.
I love
I like
About
that
You.
One.
Solid lineup.
Normal Girl by SZA.
Okay.
I love that
SZA
song.
SZA is really
big. Oh, SZA's popping.
Okay,
she's popping.
And
good days,
have you,
good days.
Yeah, good days.
So
but have you heard
good
that,
days in my
you guys, like, have you heard, shh. I hate you.
Oh, wait,
have
what is that
heard
one?
Sabrina Talkin'. Carpenter, like, singing at Taylor Swift's opening, Hopelessly
yes!
Devoted
yes!
to You?
Yes!
Yeah.
I love so much for singing. Also, she
so
did
pretty.
She did Hopelessly Devoted to You, which is amazing. But then, what did she do? Wait.
Hopelessly.
Dancing Queen. She
oh
did that
God.
On the forefront.
Yes, she's such a beautiful voice.
And
I love her.
Do you guys
her
wanna,
Barry?
I know we talk about Barry a lot, but we Barry and Sabrina
Oh,
dating.
Yeah.
That's very kind of weird.
Like Saltburn guy.
You know the Saltburn guy, the main character? Okay, well, it's so weird.
Hopelessly.
She did so good.
But you guys, but
she opened song for us when we went to the concert. Because I don't really mess with Gracie Abrams that much.
That was so good.
I'm going to bite you.
That was good. Gracie Abrams was the best. Like, I was stunned.
No, I wish I had
said I would have switched out Sabrina for Haim.
Okay, but when she came out with Haim and everyone just started screaming.
That was good, but hot take, I would have rather wanted Tiz than MC's.
I just want to say something real quick.
Brie, like, I remember we were talking about the concert and you said you wanted, like, your song was Everything Has Changed, right?
Yes.
And they played it. I remember being like, yay!
I was so happy. I literally cried.
Manifestation.
I have a video of me screaming.
I think you sent it to me.
I have.
Sorry, Nadia, do you want to play your song?
Yeah, I have a song for you guys. You guys, I don't know who.
Yes.
We want to do that. No, Brent Faiyaz.
Yeah.
I love Brent Faiyaz.
Me too. He's so good.
He doesn't have a bad word.
So I forgot.
What is yours again?
Hopelessly Devoted to You by Ariana Grande and Normal Girl.
Wait, by Ariana?
I mean,
wait, is it on Spotify?
Hopelessly Devoted to You?
By Sabrina Carpenter?
I think so. Is it not?
I did not know it was not.
If not, then Olivia Newton-John, because I love her too.
I do not know who that is.
Have you never seen Grease?
No.
What is wrong with you?
What?
Greece. I've never seen Grease.
I've seen Grease. I love Grease.
I've never seen
Grease. Is that John Travolta? Looks exactly like the Grease.
I just watched Clueless about 2 weeks ago.
Clueless?
I've never seen it.
I watched that movie. It's that
I just saw Mamma Mia.
Have you seen 10 Things I Hate About You?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you seen How to Make a
It's in Queen Anne. It's in Queen Anne.
Yes.
That was so good.
Rom-coms are so good.
I know.
It was so funny, too, when she's just like, when she acts like the way she's like, no, don't hang with the boys. Hang with me. I don't know. It's just so funny. Like, I just love seeing it.
Dream that they be Ben's partner. They be Ben's partner. And you're so vain.
My dad started calling Matthew McConaughey psychotic at the Oscars. I'm like, well, like, you bought his book Green Lights. Like, there was a time when you were obsessed with him, and now he's like, he's so weird. Like,
I don't even know who that is.
Ben.
Ben.
From Harry, whatever.
Gosh.
Gosh, Brianna.
Sorry.
Not okay. One of my songs that I've been listening to a lot lately is Let the Light In by Lana Del Rey.
I love it.
It's so good. I love her Instagram.
Have you guys watched Priscilla?
No,
yes,
but I really
want to
watch
it. I heard that Jacob Elordi is so good.
It's so I watched with my mom. Probably shouldn't I watch with my mom. But the Elvis, like, it was like, I don't, and then you all have to watch Elvis too, because it's like
Elvis is so good.
You have to watch Elvis and Priscilla because it's the different sides of like how they were in the relationship.
Wasn't she like 14 and he was like,
Yeah.
She was a freshman.
No, she was a freshman and he was like 22.
That is
like
a 22-year-old kid
was like, hey, like. And how about the parents? I mean, it was back in the day.
Yeah. Why would I kind of like? Why am I just like her?
But it was back in the day, and so, like, I don't know why the parents would let her do that. Like, let her go to, like,
you
Las Vegas.
Her kid died?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
I know,
so
I heard about that.
And
she's still alive. She's so scary.
I know she's thinking Priscilla is dead. Is that just me?
She
died.
She
died a couple months ago.
She's alive. They're making a movie about her.
Wait. She's alive.
What is this?
I think she's dead because Elvis is dead, but she's alive. Like, I just keep thinking that.
She's simply dead?
No. So there's actually no service in here.
Guys, so actually, it's going to be 68 degrees tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, no, on Saturday.
Hot?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We have a soccer game on Saturday?
And a UV of 4.
What?
4? 4.
Why would I? It's going to be like for an hour, but I'm going to tan. I don't care.
Wait. Yeah, no, same. Wait. I will be tanning.
Yeah, you guys have fun at your soccer game.
No, we love MIFC.
Woo!
Shout out Tyler.
What does F stand for?
Football club. It's what? Fancy like that.
Because, like, football, soccer.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh.
I know.
Wait, what's the... Oh, my God, it's 4 today.
Priscilla Presley is 78 years old.
Guys, get me outside.
UVNX is 4. Alert.
Ending this episode.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Do you guys have any last words before we end off? What's popping?
Thank you for having
us today. We're going to go sit in the sun.
We got to go tan.
We're going to go tan, guys. You guys should tan, too.
Yeah.
See you later.
Monday at 8 p.m. on KMIH The Bridge.
What's popping, son? Okay, bye.